In the late 90s, U.S. intelligence agencies were scrambling to neutralize a terrorist named Osama bin Laden and his organization, Al-Qaeda. A new series from Hulu called The Looming Tower dramatizes that struggle. Its first three episodes premiere today, and NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says realizing how it all ends adds to the show's tension.
The Looming Tower manages one of the trickiest feats in television. It's a whodunit that keeps you riveted, even though you already know who did it. The first episode depicts Al-Qaeda's 1998 bombing of the American embassy in Nairobi, Kenya. It occurs a few years before the 9/11 attacks, which would turn bin Laden and Al-Qaeda into symbols of international infamy. Still, knowing what they would eventually do brings added weight to every moment in The Looming Tower. Jeff Daniels is charming and magnetic as John O'Neill, the flashy, profane head of the New York FBI's counterterrorism squad. He's frustrated by the lack of cooperation from the CIA and his own bureau's lack of concern about the threat from terrorists in the Middle East.
We're going to start acting on our own, here and overseas. Let me ask you something. How many Arabic speakers do we have in the bureau?
Eight.
Thank you. 8 Arabic speakers out of more than 10,000 agents. That's how seriously our government takes this threat.
Peter Sarsgaard is equally compelling as Martin Schmidt, the head of the CIA's Al-Qaeda unit. Schmidt is constantly urging his bosses to freeze out O'Neill and the FBI because he's convinced they'll blow the case.
You know what O'Neill will do. He'll arrest the first suspects he comes across and blow any chance of flipping them so that we can work our way up the chain of command.
That may be.
No, that will be. And then we'll just end up with a bunch of low-level turds in custody while the leadership of Al-Qaeda is walking blissfully around.
When both men fight during a meeting over Schmidt's proposal to bomb 10 Al-Qaeda training camps in hopes of killing bin Laden, you hear the conflict between two different strategies for fighting terrorism.
I have a very good idea what I'm proposing to eliminate the leader of Al-Qaeda.
By carpet bombing Afghanistan, which I will remind you did not attack us. This is exactly what Al-Qaeda wants us to do. Overreact and slaughter innocent Muslims.
Well, crush the head and the snake dies.
What are you, a freaking gypsy reading a fortune? We're talking about national security. You make a martyr UBL, Al-Qaeda's recruitment goes through the roof. Find him, arrest him, put him on trial, then in jail. Treat him like a criminal, not a hero.
Well, we're at war.
Only if we choose to be.
This is quality TV with a serious pedigree. The Looming Tower is based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning 2006 book of the same name by Lawrence Wright. Oscar-winning documentarian Alex Gibney delves into dramatized material here, directing several installments and serving as an executive producer for the entire 10-episode series. The result is a show which feels kinetic like a documentary, weaving actual news footage in with recreated moments. It toggles between the infighting at U.S. intelligence agencies, organizing by Al-Qaeda, and the personal lives of key characters. Viewers not only get a lesson on how Al-Qaeda built up its resources, but a front-row seat to the dysfunction and squabbling amongst U.S. officials which left the country at risk. It's a bitter history lesson, artfully delivered, at a time when we're still coping with the aftermath. I'm Eric Deggans.